بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, one of the most effective and compelling factors that really motivate us to carry out a task and to perform an action is receiving appreciation and securing acknowledgement from the one for whom the action was done. As human beings, appreciation and acknowledgement for what we do motivate us to do even more, work even harder, and to push ourselves beyond limitations. So, a woman who prepares the food, whether it is your mother, whether it is your spouse, your sister, whoever it may be, after having that meal, it is appreciated, it is acknowledged, and it is recognized, and the effort is appreciated and acknowledged. The benefit comes back to you. That person is motivated because of the acknowledgement and the appreciation. That person is motivated to do it again and to do it even better the next time. Why? Because to receive an even greater degree of appreciation and acknowledgement. Among the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the name Ash-Shakur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described himself as Ash-Shakur in three different verses of the Quran, twice in Surah Fatir. Subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give them, those who work hard, the believers who strive and who earn their rewards, and who carry out acts of righteousness and piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give them the ujur, the rewards. Allah wishes to give it to them in full. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give them an extra, even more than that, from His side, His grace, a bounty, over and above the reward that they have earned. إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Why? Because Allah is a ghafoor and Allah is shakur. Ash-shakur. In another ayah in Surah Fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ. The people of Jannah, when they enter paradise, the first thing they will say, and one of the very first statements that they will utter is, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ, the one who has removed grief from us, sorrow from us, anxiety from us. Because the moment you come into Jannah, all that anxiety, all the grief, all the sorrow, especially the anxiety that you will experience on the day of Qiyamah will be removed. Because you have now understood and realized that you will enjoy eternal bliss. And you have been protected and safeguarded against eternal torment and punishment. And what will they say? Inna Rabbana laghafurun shakur. Our Rabb is ghafur. Our Rabb is Shakur. This proves that our Rabb is Shakur. The fact that He has allowed us to enter paradise without us deserving entry into paradise, this proves that our Rabb is Shakur. Allah says elsewhere in Surah Ash-Shura, وَمَن يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you will carry out a good deed, hasanah, one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it for you out of goodness and kindness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side. Inna Allah ghafoorun shakoor. Why? Because Allah is ghafoor and Allah is shakoor. This is a very powerful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through which we should make dua to Allah. One of the attributes of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us in the Quran. Month of Ramadan, every moment is a moment of dua. Every moment is a moment wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting and expecting that you turn to Him and ask from Him. That's what Ramadan is all about. turning to Allah. And the best way we can turn to Allah is through dua. Don't let that moment of dua pass you by. And when we make dua, Allah has instructed us in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the best of attributes. He has the most beautiful names. So whenever you make dua to Allah, make dua to Allah using those names. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghafur, Ya Shakur, Ya Wahhab. Allah will answer your duas. Whenever you make dua to Allah, using the attributes and the names of Allah, the way the Anbiya had done. What does Ash-Shakur mean? Such a powerful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ash-Shakur is the exaggerated version or the exaggerated form of Shakir. Shakir gives shukr. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, often he would make dua to Allah for qalban shakira. Oh Allah, give me a heart that is filled with gratitude. A grateful heart, an appreciative heart. So shakir means one who is grateful. Shakur is the exaggerated version of that. Shakur is the intensive form of shakir, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described with the perfection and highest level of appreciation. Ash-Shakur, when we say Allah is Shakur, or when you call unto Allah saying Ya Shakur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the profusely, the abundantly, the exceptionally appreciative one. That is what Ash-Shakur means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates. Whatever you do for the sake of Allah, it is appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah appreciates, Allah gives. When Allah appreciates, Allah forgives. When Allah appreciates, Allah removes your anxiety. When Allah appreciates, Allah removes the distress. When Allah appreciates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you. When Allah appreciates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you happiness. When Allah appreciates, Allah will fill your heart with contentment and sukoon. That is how Allah appreciates. And that's why Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, he provides a beautiful explanation of the attribute of Allah, Ash-Shakur. He says, Ash-Shakur yaqbalu al-qaleel min al-amal al-khalis wa yuthibu alayhi al-jazeel min al-thawab. The meaning of Allah's name, Ash-Shakur, is that Allah appreciates and accepts even the smallest good deed, and Allah multiplies the reward disproportionately. Huge rewards for small and little actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cited so many examples of these types of little actions that were done lillah, for the sake of Allah, purely for the sake of Allah, even though a person did it thoughtlessly. But because he did it for the sake of Allah with sincerity, as small as it may seem, as insignificant as it may be perceived, it earned a person entry into paradise. The famous incident of a woman who was an adulteress by trade. She was an adulteress by trade. And one day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she came across a dog which was thirsty and she felt pity. What did she do? She removed her sock, her leather sock, and she drew some water from the well and she gave the dog water to drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on that action of hers, Shakur, Allah granted her entry into paradise and forgave her. Shakur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates. And we as human beings by nature, what are we motivated by? When are we motivated to exert ourselves, to push ourselves? When are we motivated to do better than what we had done the day before? When are we motivated to do better than what we had done last year Ramadan? We don't look at moving downwards, but we look at moving upwards. So if I attended Taraweeh the first night of Ramadan, I will ensure that every night of Ramadan I will attend the Taraweeh. Why are motivated by appreciation? As human beings, we are motivated by that. When you are recognized, when you are acknowledged, when you are appreciated, when your effort is noticed. And look at the level of appreciation. Look at the level of acknowledgement. Look at the level of recognition from Allah's side. Ash-shakur. Al-Imam Al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, he has written a beautiful book on all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is called Al-Maqsad Al-Asna fi Sharhi Ma'ani Asma'illahi Al-Husna. And in there, he describes or he explains the different attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to get to know Allah, seek Allah, find Allah, then learn Allah through His attributes and through His names. We hear the attributes, we recite them in our salah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Did I ever ask myself, why Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Both derived from the same root letters of Rahmah. But one is Rahman, one is Rahim. What do they mean? What message do they convey? What attribute of Allah are they introducing me to? Learn Allah, find Allah, seek Allah. Get to know Allah through the attributes of Allah. You either get to know Allah through His rahmah. If you will not get to know Him through His rahmah, He has another attribute, His maghfirah. If not His maghfirah, then His hilm, He is haleem. If not His hilm, then His attribute of shakur. So Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he says, هو الذي يجازي يسير الطاعات كثير الدرجات. الشكور means the one who rewards you for the little you do by magnifying the reward exponentially. We motivated by that. You do not need anyone to motivate you to keep your foot on the pedal even though 6 days of Ramadan have passed. We're not only required to keep the foot on the pedal, we are required to exert it, to push it further down. We are running out of time. 6 days of the month of Ramadan have passed. 6 days of the month of Ramadan have passed. What happens when you run out of time? Look at a team when they are playing a game, whatever game it may be. When the time is running out, what do? Do they relax? They exert themselves, they push themselves. Time is running out. Every second counts. Why is it that after the first week of Ramadan, we find that people are no longer motivated as they were on the first night of Ramadan? That motivation comes from knowing that you are acknowledged by Allah. You are appreciated by Allah. Let us start performing our actions and performing our deeds, knowing that Allah appreciates whatever little we do. Allah acknowledges it. Allah notices it. Allah rewards us for it. Allah gives us so much more in return for it. Al-Imam Ghazali, he continues, he says, وَيُعْطِي بِالْعَمَلْ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَةٍ نَعِيمًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ غَيْرَ مَحْدُودَةٍ. For an action that is time-bound, that is confined to time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you an unending reward in akhirah. وَلَمْ يَكُنِ الشَّكُورُ الْمُطْلَقُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The only true and the only unrivaled shakur is Allah. Why? He says, لِأَنَّ زِيَادَاتِهِ فِي الْمُجَازَاتِ غَيْرَ مَحْصُورَةٍ وَلَا مَحْدُودَةٍ. فَإِنَّ نَعِيمَ الْجَنَّةَ لَا آخِرَ لَهَا. Because the multiplying of rewards that Allah offers is neither limited nor confined. For indeed the comforts and pleasures of paradise are endless. Am I doing this for Jannah? Let me ask myself the question. Am I fasting for Jannah? Am I offering Taraweeh at night for Jannah? If I'm really doing it for Jannah, then nothing will stop me from not doing it. Nothing will stop me. But I will be motivated. That is the motivation. Allah is ash-shakur. There are so many examples of multiplication of good deeds. So we learn that the multiplication of good deeds is one way through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses this attribute and quality of His ash-shakur, the profusely, the exponentially, the overwhelmingly appreciative one. In the month of Ramadan, there is one night that is equivalent to ibadah that is better than 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. What is that? That is Allah appreciating you, exerting yourself on that one night. Allahu Akbar. In return for ibadah on one night during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressing His appreciativeness, His gratefulness, His thanks to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it and says that one ibadah that you perform on that night is better than 1,000 months. Abu Bakr ibn Abi Maryam, he says that I heard from my mashayikh and my asatida, my teachers, إِذَا حَضَرَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ, they would say, when the month of Ramadan arrives, فَانْبَصِطُوا فِيهِ بِالنَّفَقَةِ, then spend graciously, spend happily, spend extensively, فَإِنَّ النَّفَقَةَ فِيهِ مُضَاعَفَ كَالنَّفَقَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, because spending in the month of Ramadan is multiplied and you will receive the reward of the spending of one in the way of Allah. And the one in the way of Allah, how much reward does such a person receive? A Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, مَنْ أَنْفَقَ نَفَقَةً فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كُتِبَ لَهُ سَبْعُ مِئَةِ ضِعْفٍ. If you will spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply that by 700 times. Shakur. The profusely appreciative one. Allah does not need that ibadah, but because you did it for the sake of Allah, Allah is so appreciative, Allah multiplies it. وَتَسْبِيحَةٌ فِيهِ, he continues, he says, وَتَسْبِيحَةٌ فِيهِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ أَلْفِ تَسْبِيحَةٍ فِي غَيْرِهِ. One tasbihah, one subhanallah in the month of Ramadan is better than 1,000 subhanallah outside of Ramadan. This is the motivation that I need. There is no other motivation that I require. The fact that Rabbul Alameen, my cherisher, my provider, my benefactor, the Lord of all the worlds, my creator, He profusely appreciates whatever I do. I'm motivated by that to do it. So after Salah, if you recite Subhanallah 33 times in the month of Ramadan, it's multiplied 1,000 each Subhanallah. Allah gives you the reward of reciting it 33,000 times. Allahu Akbar. Ash-Shakur, the profusely appreciative one. Al-Imam Al-Nakhai rahimahullah, he said, Sawmu yawmin min Ramadan, alfu min alfi yawmin. Fasting in the month of Ramadan is multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is equivalent to fasting 1,000 optional fasts outside of Ramadan. You have fasted the 30 days of the month of Ramadan, you receive the reward of 30,000 days of fasting. Ash-Shakur, not because Allah needs it. Allah appreciated that you have sacrificed your food and your drink for His sake. Allah is Ash-Shakur. وَرَكْعَ فِيهِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ أَلْفِ رَكْعَةٍ. One rak'ah in the month of Ramadan, he says, is better than 1,000 rak'ahs outside of Ramadan. 20 rak'ahs of Taraweeh every night is equivalent in reward to 20,000 rak'ahs of Nafal Salah. Why would I want to not attend Taraweeh Salah in the masjid every single night? Yes, maybe this year the nights are shorter, the days are longer. But when you know your effort is appreciated and you believe that the rewards are multiplied and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly appreciates it, you will want to pray the entire night of Ramadan. Let us be motivated by this. That's the only thing that motivates us to know may Allah appreciates it, may Allah notices it, may Allah multiplies it. As human beings, we are motivated by acknowledgement. And this is the acknowledgement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you feel, why am I not motivated to do it? Maybe the motivating factor is not the one that really motivates. This should be the motivating factor. When you're doing it to earn the appreciation of Allah, Zayd ibn Khalid, rahimahullah, look at the mercy of Allah. He says, "Man fattara sa'iman kana lahu mithlu ajrih, ghayra annahu la yanqusu min ajri sa'imi shay'a." Allah is Shakur, the profusely appreciative one. If you will give a fasting person something to have at the time of iftar, Allah gives you a guaranteed reward of the fast that he kept, without him losing any reward. If you provide iftar for 10 people in the month of Ramadan, it's as if you have fasted for 10 days in the month of Ramadan by providing iftar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, his mercy, his quality and attribute of appreciativeness is so extensive, so exceptional, so great, that in a hadith the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man akala nasiyan wa huwa sa'im." If you forgetfully eat while you are fasting, you forgot you are fasting, not a mistake, you forgot, genuinely forgot you are fasting and you had something to eat, فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ رِزْقٌ سَاقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. That is rizq that Allah wanted you to have. Not even the fast could stop that rizq from coming to you. Continue with your fast. I remember when I was teaching in the Ulum in Johannesburg, some years ago, it was either Monday or Thursday, and a student came up to me after the lunch break. And he told me, "Ya Ustaz, I began the day fasting. After the first session of lectures, I went to the dining hall and I ate." So I said, "You are still fasting because you forgot." He says, "But I had two rounds." Two rounds. I said, "Two rounds of what?" He said, "Kari kichri." I said, "If it's kari kichri, then it's all right." But he says, I ate to my full. When I went to wash my hands, I realized, "Ya Rab, I'm fasting today." فَإِنَّهُ رِزْقٌ سَاقَهُ إِلَيْهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, continue with your fast, even if you feel like you are not fasting, you ate to your full. Allah appreciates the effort that you made. He'll give you the reward of one who is fasting. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "أنا زعيم ببيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء وإن كان محقا." I guarantee the one who gives up quarreling. Month of Ramadan is a month of quarreling. Some time back, I remember speaking to a friend of mine who studied with me, and he was serving in one of the iftar departments, where they receive questions and they respond to questions. So it was before the month of Ramadan, and I told him, "You are probably revising all the laws and rules pertaining to Ramadan, because you are going to receive all questions on fasting and so on and so forth." He says, "No, I am revising all the laws and masail pertaining to divorce." I said, "Why is that?" He says, "Because most divorces occur in the month of Ramadan." Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "أنا زعيم ببيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء وإن كان محقا." I guarantee you a home and a palace in the center of paradise if you choose to give up quarreling, even though you are right. You are right. But you walk away from the argument for the sake of Allah. Allah appreciates that. Allah is Shakur, profusely appreciative. Allah loves it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acknowledges what we do. And if you want something to motivate you to practice deen, to carry out these actions, think about how appreciative Allah is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you go into a shopping mall, you go into a shopping center, you go into the marketplace, and you recite once, "La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. Allah gives you 1 million hasanat. 1 million rewards. Why? You chose to remember Allah in a place where everyone is oblivion. Everyone is in a state of oblivion. Everyone is unaware of Allah in that environment. You remember Allah. Allah is shakur. Allah appreciated it. You remembered Allah in that environment of forgetfulness, of negligence, of ghafla. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرِ عَلَّمُهُ اللَّهِ. Allah reminds us, acknowledgement, recognition. Strive to be recognized by Allah. When you make Allah the purpose of your life, you do it for Allah, you want recognition from Allah, then there will be istiqamah, there'll be steadfastness, there'll be ikhlas, there'll be sincerity. Let us learn and let us program ourselves to start seeking recognition from Allah. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرِ عَلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. Whatever khair you do, if you understand the expression in Arabic, permit us to go into the detail. But Allah says, no matter how tiny and small it is, Allah recognizes it. Allah knows of it. Allah sees it. وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَيُكْفَرُوا. Allah will never reject, Allah will never deny you the little good that you have done. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever small deed you have done, you will find it with Allah in Akhirah. How do we earn the shukr of Allah? وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. أَرَادَ, decide you want it. It starts with a decision that you make. You are here for Jumu'ah, why? You decided, not today, last week already, you decided you are going to come for Jumu'ah. It starts with a decision. You must decide, I want Jannah. Anything in life starts with what? A decision. You went to school this morning, or you went to college, you went to university, you went to madrasa, you went to work, you went to your office, you went to practice. Why? Because you decided already you are going to do it. Arada. It starts with a decision that you have to make. You decide that you want to be here for Asr, you will be here for Asr. You decide that tonight you are going to offer 20 rakats of Salat of Taraweeh behind the Imam. You make the decision, Allah says. You make the irada. Not just a feeling, an intention, something you would like to do, something you would wish to do, something you want to do. Arada. Decide to do it, you will do it like everything in life. Arada. Decide you want to be here for Fajr in the morning. Decide that you want to turn to Allah. Take a decision, Allah is saying. Man arad al akhirah, decide you want Jannah. Have I decided I want Jannah? Have I thought beyond the realm of this world? Have I thought beyond the realm of the qabr? Man arad al akhirah, decide I want Jannah. What is the natural outcome? Man arad al akhirah wa sa'a laha sa'yaha. You first decide to do something, and then what's the natural outcome? You will work for it. You'll make a move. You'll make an effort. فَأُولَٰئِكَ. Those are the ones, Allah says, كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Their effort, the time that they spend to fulfill the decision that they made is mashkur. It is appreciated by Allah. One decision, let us make this Ramadan out of many. But one is decide that you will never abandon Salah. Never abandon Salah. How can a Muslim, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given health, Allah has given strength, Allah has given energy, Allah has given the means, Allah has given the time, how can such a mu'min, how can such a believer abandon Salah? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no greater musibah than this. There's no greater calamity than this. Lose a parent, lose a mother, lose a father. Indeed, that is a great calamity. But a greater calamity than losing your parents, wallah, is to lose your salah. Lose a child, it's a great calamity. But a greater calamity than losing your child is to lose your salah. Why? If you lose salah, you have lost Allah. When you lose salah, you lose Allah. And what did the people of the past say? Man wajad Allah wajad kull shay. If you found Allah and you have Allah, you have everything. وَمَنْ فَاتَهُ اللَّهُ فَاتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. If you lose Allah, you have lost everything. So that's one irada we need to make, one decision. And thereafter you will see the natural outcome of the decision is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the tawfiq and the ability and the strength and the energy to fulfill the decision that you make, and then it will be greatly and profusely and exceptionally appreciated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.